While he was looking for the Fountain of Youth, a Spanish conquistador, Ponce de León, named the peninsula he landed at, Florida, or Land of Flowers. The first permanent settlement in Florida was a Spanish town, St. Augustine, in the north. Except for a 20-year period, Florida remained Spanish until 1821, when it became part of the United States. On March 3, 1845, Florida became the 27th state of the United States. Florida had a lot of plantations and was a slave state until the end of the American Civil War in 1865. Many Native American Indians were forced to leave Florida. Until the middle of the 20th century, the population of Florida was less than 1 million. But since 1945, Florida has grown very much. Its good weather attracts not only tourists, but people looking to live in a warmer climate. The growing economy also brought people to work in the Sunshine State, its nickname. In the 1960s, many Cubans also came to Florida when Cuba became communist under Fidel Castro. Nowadays, there are more than 18 million inhabitants, one of the most populated states. Many people are Hispanic and Spanish is spoken, especially in Miami. Florida is a peninsula between the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic Ocean. Due to its geography and climate, it never snows and there are a lot of hurricanes. It also has unique wildlife and fauna. Alligators and other aquatic animals are common and can be found in the Everglades, a huge national park in the south of the state. Florida is also known for its theme parks in Orlando. It is the home of Disney World. The capital of Florida is Tallahassee, but the most populated city is Miami. Miami's metropolitan area has 6 million inhabitants and is known for its vibrant Latino culture. Tampa Bay, the second largest city, attracts a lot of tourism and retirees.